Life Audio.
So glad you're with us today. As we prepare to dig into the teaching of God's Word, I want to make sure you know that I have more resources available on my website at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. You'll find audio to listen to, videos to watch, and articles to read right there on the site. Everything is geared toward helping you grow in your knowledge of God's Word and your relationship with Jesus. So when you get a second, head over to BibleStudyHeadquarters.com and check it out. Now, let's hear a quick word from today's sponsors. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.cru.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Zechariah chapter 2 and chapter 3. And we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. This time, I saw someone holding a measuring line, and I asked, "Where are you going?" "To measure Jerusalem," was the answer, "to find out how wide and long it is." The angel who had spoken to me was leaving when another angel came up to him and said, "Hurry, tell that man with the measuring line that Jerusalem won't have any boundaries. It will be too full of people and animals even to have a wall. The Lord himself has promised to be a protective wall of fire surrounding Jerusalem, and he will be its shining glory in the heart of the city." The Lord says to his people, "Run. Escape from the land in the north where I scattered you to the four winds. Leave Babylonia and hurry back to Zion." Then the glorious Lord, all-powerful, ordered me to say to the nations that had raided and robbed Zion, "Zion is as precious to the Lord as are his eyes. Whatever you do to Zion, you do to him. And so, he will put you in the power of your slaves, and they will raid and rob you. Then you will know that I am a prophet of the Lord all-powerful. City of Zion, sing and celebrate. The Lord has promised to come and live with you. When he does, many nations will turn to him and become his people. At that time, you will know that I am a prophet of the Lord all-powerful. Then Judah will be his part of the Holy Land, and Jerusalem will again be his chosen city. Everyone be silent. The Lord is present and moving about in his holy place." Chapter 3. I was given another vision. This time, Joshua the high priest was standing in front of the Lord's angel. And there was Satan, standing at Joshua's right side, ready to accuse him. But the Lord said, "Satan, you are wrong. Jerusalem is my chosen city, and this man was rescued like a stick from a flaming fire." Joshua's clothes were filthy. So the angel told some of the people to remove Joshua's filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, "This means you are forgiven. Now I will dress you in priestly clothes." I spoke up and said, "Also put a clean priestly turban on his head." Then they dressed him in priestly clothes and put the turban on him, while the Lord's angel stood there watching. After this, the angel encouraged Joshua by telling him that the Lord All-Powerful had promised, "If you truly obey me, I will put you in charge of my temple, including the courtyard around it, and you will be allowed to speak at any time with the angels standing beside me." Listen carefully, High Priest Joshua, and all of you other priests. You are a sign of things to come, because I am going to bring back my servant, the chosen king. Joshua, I have placed in front of you a stone with seven sides. I will engrave something on that stone, and in a single day I will forgive this guilty country. Then each of you will live at peace and entertain your friends in your own vineyard and under your own fig trees. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the prophetic things that are uttered here in Zechariah's prophecies. We thank you, Lord, that you give us a glimpse into things that we wouldn't naturally be able to see. And we thank you, Lord, that just as is prophesied in this portion of Scripture, that your chosen king, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to rule and reign on this earth from Jerusalem. Lord, throughout your word, you promise this. And there will be a day when we will have the privilege to witness this and see this and experience this. And we're grateful, Lord, for the fact that as we look forward to the future, we're given a glimpse of what you've promised right here in this passage. We're given a glimpse of what you will bring to pass. Lord, thank you for being who you are and for treating us with mercy and grace and love and compassion. And as we have a relationship with you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that that relationship would flourish and grow and that you would be honored in all aspects of our lives. We commit ourselves to you today. We thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once in a generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.